Next month, the Biden administration is going to offer loan forgiveness to borrowers with smaller student loan amounts who've been in repayment as little as 10 years. More on this, let's bring in NPR education correspondent Corey Turner. Corey, so let's start off with the first thing, which is who exactly is this going to affect?
Yeah, it starts with borrowers who took out $12,000 or less in student loans, And that's not how much they currently owe. It is what they borrowed at the start, and they need to have been in repayment for at least 10 years. If they meet those two criteria, then they should technically qualify to have their debts erased. It is also, though, worth mentioning, it's a stair-step policy. So for every $1,000 you add, just add one more year until forgiveness. So folks who borrowed less than $13,000 can qualify for relief in 11 years, $14,000, 12 years, and so on.
Okay, so do borrowers need to do anything right now maybe to qualify?
Yes. The one thing borrowers must do now to qualify is enroll in the repayment plan known as SAVE. That's the Biden administration's new income-based repayment plan, and this forgiveness policy is one of that plan's big headline benefits. As of January, we know now 6.9 million borrowers have enrolled in SAVE, and more than half of them, make incomes low enough that they qualify for a $0 monthly payment. Now, once borrowers have enrolled in SAVE, the Ed Department will then look back through their payment histories, and it doesn't matter what kind of repayment plan they were on before, as long as they were in repayment, and starting next month, it will begin automatically erasing debts for those who qualify.
Any idea how many borrowers this might affect?
That is the real question. No, not yet. But my gut tells me it's probably a lot.
Yeah.
On a call with reporters yesterday, the Ed Department leadership refused to offer any kind of number just yet. But they did say that this will especially help some of the system's most vulnerable borrowers. And this is important here. The department's undersecretary pointed out that Americans who borrow less than $12,000 generally have lower incomes. They often started at a community college, and many never completed a degree. And that's why, believe it or not, borrowers with these smaller debts and no degrees are actually much more likely to default on their loans than are college graduates with much larger debts, because they never got the wage bump that comes with a degree.
You know, this announcement was kind of a surprise. So, yeah, why this and why now?
Yeah, there is not an easy answer to this question. The Biden administration had always planned to do this. The move itself was not a surprise. The timing was. It was supposed to kick in July of this year, 2024. As for why they're suddenly fast-tracking it now, it's not clear. The department did not explain. I should say, while this is likely going to be popular with borrowers, Republicans are really unhappy about it, and about SAVE more broadly. You know, they still point to estimates that say it could cost as much as $475 billion across 10 years. In a statement on this latest move, the Republican chair of the House Ed Committee, Virginia Fox, was pretty withering and offered her own theory on the timing. She said President Biden was doing this to, quote, buy votes before the election, and that it would surprise no one if the department had infants balancing its books with abacuses.
NPR education correspondent Corey Turner. Corey, thanks.
You're welcome.